welcome everyone here this afternoon in the precious name of Jesus. The Bible said, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we are rejoicing. And this morning we are looking at a very important subject. God's plan for the top, for his people. God's plan for the top, for his people. This is part two. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to verse 2. We read it earlier. He said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. That is, the Lord will set you on high. In verse 13. Thou and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, either thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Our objective this morning, first, is to understand God's plan for the top, for his people. Number two, is to understand why it is necessary for God's people to exist at the top. Maybe you're already at the top in your career, in your endeavor. Why are you there? Why did God place you there? It's good to know. Number three is to understand what to do to exist at the top. Scriptures make it very clear that the top is the place. The topmost top is God's design for his people. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the field of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. I put you in charge. Verse 19. These are the three sons of Noah. And with them was the whole earth overspread. The earth was overrun. The earth was overwhelmed. The earth was overtaken. The earth was taken over. Today, there are people seated here. God will use you to take charge of your world. Anyone saying amen, say louder amen. in Genesis 26, verse 12, all the way to verse 14, we saw the example of a man that God took to the top. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great. Somebody shall wax great. And he went forward. I don't know where the devil kept you before now, but you are going forward. And he grew until he became very great. Everyone who has been experiencing any form of stagnation in your life's journey, the stagnation is over right now. He grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants. Everyone who is a victim of empty-handedness right now, I declare that season is over forever. Look at the last part of that verse. And the Philistines envied him. You are not destined to be pitied. You are designed to be envied. When you are in the pit, you are pitied. When you are on the top, you are a topic. When you are in the pit, they can pity you. You are in the pit, you are pitied. You are on the top, you are a topic to be understudied. To be understudied, to be discovered. Who is this person? What is his secret? Where is he coming from? How did he come here? Hey! And the Philistines envied him. The purpose of God and the plan of God for his people is to place us. And the envy can be positive or negative. Lord, I want to be like this person. Or why should he be the one that will be there? This is where we belong. If you go further into the book of Job, chapter 1, and in verse 1 and then in verse 3, the Bible said there was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. In those days, the greatest were always people of God. Whether it was Abraham or Isaac or Jacob or Job or Joseph or David or Solomon, the greatest of every realm were those who believed and served God. Why is it that the greatest in our generation in various realms are some who don't know God? Some who are atheists, something is wrong. I announce today, somebody, you are stepping to the top of your realm. You are stepping to the top of your field. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. Do I talk about Daniel? Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 1, the Bible said, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these, 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them,
Daniel was first. Among equals, he was first. Among equals, he was still on top. That the king should have no damage. Let's go. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Over the whole realm. I see somebody coming up with the spirit of Daniel. Hey! The spirit of excellence. The spirit of excellence. The spirit of excellence. The spirit that causes you to stand out. If you are that person, you will shout the loudest amen. That was Daniel. What is happening? Micah chapter 4 verse 2 tells us what is happening. He said, and verse 1 and 2. He said, and is but in the last days, we are in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord, and those in the house shall be established in the top of the mountains. And God's people shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. The mountain of the house of the Lord shall be exalted. Is it possible for the body to go up and the head remains down? Can the house go up and the occupants of the house are down? It shall be exalted in the top of the mountains. Shall be established in the top of the mountains and be exalted above the hills. When hills gather, this hill is on top of them. That is what is called the topmost top. The top of the top. The toppest top. Top of the range. Someone who is stepping and dwelling there, say a loud amen. You are stepping and dwelling there, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, the top is my place. The topmost top is my place. I am stepping there and I am staying there. Let's take two from the Old Testament and we'll go to the New. Exodus chapter 19 verse 5. Exodus 19 and in verse 5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above. Somebody say above. Above all people, for all the earth is mine. Above all people, above, above, above. Deuteronomy 26, verse 17 to 19. Deuteronomy 26, verse 17 to 19. He said, thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. And the Lord has avouched, he has vowed this day to be his peculiar people. As he has promised thee, and thou that thou shouldest keep his covenant. Somebody say, I am above. That is my realm. Now, take Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 will tell you where you are staying. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace he has saved. And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That heavenly place is where? Ephesians 1:20. Far above principality. which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, where we are sitting, far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Somebody say aloud, amen. God has lifted us up spiritually, and we are to be up physically, literally. Is it possible for the snail to go forward and the shell remains behind? The spirit of the man moves with the man's life and destiny. If I am up, my life cannot be down. My destiny cannot be down. Far above principality and power. Where you are, if foul. Like we used to sing. I am going higher, yes. I am. I am going higher today. Ele, I am going higher, yes. Ele, going with Jesus to stay. I am going above the shadow, into the presence of, hallelujah, into the presence. Hallelujah, I am going. Hallelujah, I am going higher today. Hallelujah. Hey, going with Jesus to stay. I am going above the shadow, into the presence of God. Get ready.
Into the presence of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I am going higher.
One more time.
Today.
Hallelujah.
I'm going higher, yes, I am.
Hallelujah.
I'm going higher today.
Hello.
I'm going higher, yes, I am.
Mahashabadagalaya.
Into the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Into the presence of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I am going higher today.
Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Look at your neighbor. Say, I am above. I am not in the pit. I am not on the floor. And no devil can keep me down. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. In the first service, I told you, I mentioned to those in the service about our realm as the realm of the eagle, flying 10,000 feet above sea level, seeing in miles instead of in meters. In this second service, I want you to know that where you are existing is immeasurable. Heavenly places. What is the distance? Light years. Among the stars. What is the distance of heavenly places? Among the stars. You are in a realm where no catapult can reach. Hey! Managalagaya husada dagalala. Mesta kokopakala. Human hatred. They may hate you, but they cannot harm you. I'd like you to make up your mind today that you are in a realm. It is only in vain for the dog to bark at the man that is on the 120th floor of a story building where the dog is on the ground floor. It's a waste of barking.
please bear in mind that whatever is your realm, whatever is your realm, political realm, financial realm, industry, manufacturing, banking and finance, oil and gas, real estate, whatever is your realm, the agenda, entertainment, industry, music and the arts, sports, whatever be your realm, the plan of God is that you take charge of that realm. And it doesn't matter if anybody, it doesn't matter if nobody in your family or your community has been there before. All that needs to happen is to understand where God wants you to be and to agree that you will be there. Somebody say aloud, amen. While you remain standing, you look at 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Somebody shout the loudest amen. What is royal priesthood? A king who is a priest, and a priest who is a king. Royal priesthood. Your royal priesthood means your royal majesty, your excellency. Excellency that is perpetual. Am I communicating at all? Look at somebody by your side. I said, your excellency. Royal priesthood. Your excellency. The top is your place. And you must refuse any other place. Somebody say that if there are 20 Christians, covenant people, who believe what I am saying in one class, and there are 21 people in that class, who should take first? If there are 20 people in one class, and all of them believe in God, and all of them believe the word, and all of them are practicing what will take them up, who will take first? I will answer you. 20 of them will bracket as first. This is 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 first. This got 99.9%. 99.9%. This is first. Times 20. The first in following them took number 21. Is that not how they calculate it? If two people took first, the next person is third. If 20 people took first, the next person is 21st. Do you understand what that means? That no brother or sister in your realm is a competitor. No brother or sister in your realm can block your position. No brother or sister in your profession, in your career, can block your rising. The sky is too wide for two birds to collide in the air. The forest is too thick for two elephants to jam. Help out here. Hey! Hey! Help me me tell three people, Your Excellency, your place is at the top. Your place is at the top. And your place is there. For a long time, I said that the position for the Prime Minister of Egypt was created for David, for Joseph to occupy it.
Yes, sir.
But maybe, potentially, the vacancy existed, potentially, without anybody knowing, but the right occupant was not available. Until he arrived. Let me announce to you today, whatever God has designed for you to step into, the realm God designed for you to step into is in existence. It's vacant and it's in existence. And I am anointed to announce you are shifting to that place. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Having said all of this, what is the purpose of God's interest in the placement of His people at the top places of life? What is God's interest? I mentioned four things in the first service. I won't be able to go over them because of time. I'm going to mention four also in this service. So, for you it is number one. But overall it's actually number five. Number one, for the reflection of our God to our world. God positions His people in places of influence, in places of authority, at the top places of life, so they can reflect their God to their world. This is the way I say it. God wants you to be up. So you can be the visible representative of the invisible God. The visible representative. He is the Most High. In John chapter 1 verse 18, look at this. He said, no man has seen God at any time. However, The only begotten son, that is Jesus, who had been in the bosom of the Father, or which is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him, He has revealed Him. God wanted some of His children to reveal, to reflect the authority, the dignity, the influence, the affluence, the opulence, the grandeur. The meganess, the greatness of their creator to their world. In Romans chapter 8 verse 19, the Bible says, the earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Earnest expectation of creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Acts chapter 11. That is, the whole of creation is creation is waiting for God to reveal Himself to His world. In Acts chapter 11 verse 26. And when they had found Him, He brought Him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first. In Antioch, Christians first in
Antioch. That is, after a while, they look at these people and they look like God. Like Christ. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. He said, we all, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. From glory to glory, He's changing me. He's changing me. He's changing me. His image and likeness to perfect in me. The word of changing my life. He's changing. He's changing me. From glory to glory, He's changing me. His image and likeness to perfect in me. The word of God changing my life. You are changed. We are changed. Until we reflect Him. I will tell you the cry just now. We just read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Reflect. To reflect God. To reflect God. Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Listen. The world has seen Christians. They have seen Christians who carry a lot of Bible, who speak in tongues, and their family think that they are a liability. They have seen very holy people. No smoke, no drink, nothing. But at the end of the day, they asked the person they were preaching to for transport money to go back home or to go to church. The world has seen that. The world has seen middle-level people, not totally successful, but not struggling, who are Christians. But the world is in need. See, because that doesn't fully represent God. God is holy. God is fire. But God has authority. And God has measureless wealth. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. They are looking forward to seeing people who represent God holy. For example, here is a first class degree holder. Or whatever, at the top of his field, who also stepped into business and is a multi-billionaire in business, and woke up in the morning, lives in Asokoro, but drove with his escort or whatever he has to Nyanya Market in the morning around 6 a.m. with his megaphone. And it's evangelizing. Somebody said, what is this? Really? So Christianity can be like this? Somebody can be so much on fire for God to the point of preaching on the street, and this is a billionaire who owns this whole empire of business? I want to serve God. I don't need anybody to preach to me. See, no billionaire in this country who is the number one franchise holder of a particular automobile brand, when he enters his head, he hits the market street with his megaphone preaching. Big Bible under his arm to go for board meetings unapologetically Christian. Somebody seated here is stepping there. Let us not misrepresent God using adversity. Let us not misrepresent God in scarcity. Let us not misrepresent God in suboptimal performance and operation. Let us not misrepresent God in average existence. Let us not misrepresent God. Antelope should not claim elephant as father. The bat can't say the eagle is his father. Eagle give birth to eaglet. Lion give birth to lionette. Cubs. I don't want to use the word cub. Lionette. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God is a mega God. Mega, mega. The God who overdoes things unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Mega do, overdo, supra do. Giga, giga do, giga. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? That is the goal. He said, I want to make you big. Big spiritually. Big. Big societally. Big financially. Big in all realms. So people can have an idea of my bigness. I'm not preaching materialism. Because that is what many pastors and many people shied away from. Until the proverb became as poor as the church rat. Why should the church be connected with the poverty of a rat? Listen, beloved, lift your hands. See after me, say the name of Jesus. I am going to reflect my maker and my creator in every ramification. I will reflect him in my spirituality. I will reflect him in my character. I will reflect him in the dimension of influence and greatness I have in my generation. I shall reflect him. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Let's see if we can round up. For the reflection of our God to our world. Number two, for the discipleship of systems and institutions for God. The discipleship of systems. The discipleship of institutions. Picture a Christian vice chancellor. He will war against campus cult to his root. A Christian vice chancellor. Born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. Carries fire. He's on top of the institution. He's on the top. He will battle with. One is our member who was a vice chancellor for 2 tenures in the university. 2 tenures. Before he stepped in there, it was practically reserved for either occultic people or occult related people who will pamper campus cultism. When he came in, he scattered the system. He will call me all the time. This is their decision. This is, I say, go on ahead, do the right thing. Do you understand that? It is easier for the vice chancellor to disciple and discipline the whole institution than for the messenger in anatomy department to make any sense anywhere. God wants to put us where we can discipline systems from up down. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Where you can be among the people who make the rules and create the influences. Christian speaker of the house. Born again child of God. Senate president, whatever. Man, married man. This bill cannot pass under my watch. I better resign. They were trying to pass such a bill in the parliament in Ghana. And some very, very ferocious, aggressive parliamentarians who know their God. Not those who are just occupying space and looking for who will divide money for them so that they can follow the demonic opinions. These guys, they can pass this bill anywhere but not here. He quoted scripture from left, right. He said, let the West not come and impose their culture on us. If they are going to do this for the sake of money, we don't need their money. I was talking with one of the presidents of one of an African country, name withheld. He said, most of the big financial institutions that will finance, most of them are giving them some conditions to allow certain things to pass. This kind of gating and all that. I told him, I said, don't near it. Don't near it. Look up to the God of heaven. Let him bail the country out. For him, it was a concluded issue. If any international financial organization will only assist them on the ground that they will agree to certain things, then let the assistance go to hell. Do you understand what I'm saying? God puts people up so that they can influence systems, influence institutions, disciple nations for God. That was what Daniel did. Okay, let's look at the example of Abraham. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis 18. And you look at the life of Abraham there in verse 17 to 19. Genesis 18. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Then he went further and said, for I know him. I know this man. He will command his children and his household. Household here now is referring to employee force, labor force. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. There is a reason why I am taking this man up. I know him. Everybody who works for him will follow him to church. I know him. I know the man. He will command his household, command his family, his employee, anything connected to him, he will command them to serve God. This is what I mean. Your company has employed 5,000 people. Say amen. 10,000 people. Say amen. So, MD or chairman said, well, I am passing this invitation to every member of SYZ Corporation International. You know, God has been so faithful to us as an organization, and I cannot lie. I will be at the Glory Dome on Sunday, the 19th of May, 2024, to do thanksgiving and appreciate God for his faithfulness to me as a person and to us as a company. Please, any of you who feel like you can come, you are welcome. Is that what he will say? Is that how you put it? Please, let's all be there to appreciate God. Yeah. Let's all be there to appreciate God for his help on our organization. So 5,000 people came to church. 5,000. Many of whom may not know God before, may not have a relationship with God. Then they heard the preaching of the servant of the Lord and answered the altar call from hell to heaven at the frequency of kingdom authoritative placement. Can I give you the opposite scenario? All right. A clerk in the office there said, excuse me, fellow workers, I have a program in our church on Sunday to thank God for his help. I want all of you to join me. Everybody, I invite you all and make sure you are there. Is that how you will talk? Is there anybody who will answer him? Even the boss in the office said, what did you say? Just say it again. You say you want everybody to be there. We should all be there. You say I should make sure I'm there. That I don't have church to go. What is in your mind? Just, is it rebellion or what? It is better to influence. It is easier to influence systems from the top down than from down up. Don't forget it. If you ever have influence in mind, you ever have the mind of impacting your generation, just trust the Lord to give you the opportunity to go up. Because it is easier to influence systems from the top down than from down up. It's a walkover. I know Abraham. He will compel. He will command his household. He will command his family. He will put them under pressure and make them to know me. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Are you receiving anything today? Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And look at that. In First Chronicles, we see the influence of David on the whole of Israel. First Chronicles 29 verse 3, King David. He said, moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Go on, I'll read all the way to verse 6 maybe, or verse 5. Even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses withal, the gold for things of gold, silver for things of silver, for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day to the Lord? Who will follow my example? This is what I am doing as your leader. And in verse 6, all Israel, the elders of Israel, then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and of the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the kings, they offered willingly. Our king has already shown us the example. See what he has done for the sake of God and the house of God. See what he has done. You see, the best way to communicate principles is by examples. Principles are easier done than taught. People may hear what you say, but they do what you do. They want to do what you do. Am I communicating at all? Look at the second example. This workplace, all our establishment worldwide that has 10,000 employees, every day between 12 and 1 is covenant prayer hour. Whatever makes you to be a worker in this organization, you will observe the prayer hour. And each location has a chaplain or even one of the staff that is more spiritual than the rest that coordinates the prayer hour. They will read Bible. They will pray for the organization, pray for the souls of men, and so on. That is, I went to a man's shop one day in Lagos. I came to pray, to just look around at what they are doing. It was 12 o'clock. You were with me. Prayer fire was everywhere. They are praying everywhere. At the end of the day, I told him, I said, what is going on here? He said, oh, we have prayer in the office here every day, 12 to 1. There is somebody here who is like a pastor, who is a staff, but he's paid salary. His only assignment is this prayer coordination. He's an employee of the company. Every single day. As at that time I met him, this would be like 15 years ago. He was making sales of 150 million a day. Akwe magana o. That is, then, when I sat on his chair and I released a prophetic declaration, he said, this same word you said, word for word, God's servant Bishop Oyedepo was here 2 weeks ago, sat on this same chair and declared this same word. Well, it is the same spirit. This is people, the employees, they're under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Even, okay, we went to Methodist. I went to Catholic primary school where we did our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come in the morning. Catholic primary school. And that one, we had a Hail Mary in that one. Then went to Methodist secondary school. Wesley High School. For secondary school. Rock of ages, clear for me. Let me hide myself in thee. All manner of Wesleyan hymns. Just Wesley hymns. We have bad boys and rough boys. But you must sing the song. you must sing the song. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and now thou bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Plenty. So he entered body, so that even if you want to miss road, one of the hymns, the words will just jump up. Am I communicating at all? This is what happens when institutions from top down are being influenced by the right people. I announce today there are people seated here. God will take you up and use you to influence your family, influence institutions, influence nations, influence organizations. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is why I'm so excited for our children here. We have children in this school, in this church, who went from our crèche to nursery. That is, baby, crèche to nursery, nursery to primary, primary to secondary. After secondary, a few of them get stranded. Where do I go to continue this? In a short while. They will continue all the way to university. In a short while. Hallelujah. And then lives are influenced from the top all the way down. For the discipleship of systems, compelling those under our sphere of influence to adopt our godly principles for living. One of our members in the church here, I told you already, there is a book that I wrote, Career and Workplace Wisdom. That book is a textbook for all employees. That is, every morning, all the workers must recite this book. Workplace wisdom. What is wisdom number one? He brought them here to this altar. They recited it from the beginning to the end. So they can ask you randomly, what is wisdom number 12? If you don't know, that's all. You're gone. This is word-based manual for living based on the lives of Daniel, the life of Joseph, and so forth. Discipling the people. I think that's what Mrs. Becky Lynch was with me in one of the, when we passed through there, one of these days, one of their new establishments. One of the white men said, thank you for writing the book, white woman. He said, I've never read a thing like this in my life. He said, it changed my mind. It changed my life. I've been in this business for 20-something years. I haven't read a thing like this. That is,
somebody, he made it come. Whether, whatever be your religion, you must go through it. Management staff, you must go through it. Am I communicating? Lift up your right hand and say, Father, place me in that position. Say it louder, say, Father, place me in that position where I can influence institutions and organizations from top down. I have two more, and then we are through. Number three, which actually coincides with number six, I believe. Why does God, coincides with number seven. Why does God, number three, for the administration and management of earthly systems, using godly principles, administering and managing earthly systems using godly principles. Because of time, summary is, God wants the church to show the world how to do things. He wants us to use the principles of the kingdom, leadership principles, management principles, success principles, to show the world how to do things. He positions us up. God's people at the top are designed to show the people of the world kingdom management principles. Show the people of the world how to get the best results out of life. Show the people of the world management principles. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 4 to verse 6, how Joseph managed the house of Potiphar. Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made Joseph overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not all that he had, except the bread which he did eat, and Joseph was a goodly person, well favored. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and that the king should have no damage. Management principles. Show the world. Listen, beloved brothers and sisters. It has been confirmed that the church, the kingdom of God, is number one in every sphere, in every realm. I got the statistics from the world of invention, from light bulb to this microphone. 99% of world's invention came from people who are either Christian minds or connected. The plane that we fly, were the two sons of a bishop, the Wright brothers. The plane that anybody fly around the world, anything mechanic, that is Orville Wright and Wilbur Wright, aviation pioneers. William Colgate is behind Colgate toothpaste. The person who manufactured the first earth-moving machines that were used in the Second World War, articulated trucks, G. Lotonor, R.G. Lotonor, inventor and business magnate in earth-moving equipment, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, child of God. Eight over ten of the top universities in the world, 8 out of 10, Harvard, Yale, Oxford, Cambridge, were all universities founded. Some of them were founded like Bible school.
including including Cambridge, Oxford, including Harvard. Today, somebody will do 2 weeks in Harvard and say, I'm a Harvard alumni. 1 week. Just post it. All from Christians. But even in Nigeria, number one university is called Covenant University. It's ahead of UNILAG, ahead of University of Ibadan. It's a young university. Instead of the dumb minds of the world to see the positive things that the church does, and to see, can we learn from these people how they are doing the things they do? By the 25th of every month, the salary, 26th at the most, the salary of this church is already paid. You are not permitted to owe salary beyond the month. I mean, you can't cross to next month. In December, extra salary. When they were cutting people were losing job and dropping, were increasing because we said, economy is so terrible now, let's increase a little for the people. Without struggle, without stress, without overdraft. It's a matter of understudying them. Not with a bitter heart attacking them. Somebody say amen. God wants us to show how institutions can run. So he wants to take you from the church and position you. If you ever become a governor or a president or become the president of a corporation, of an organization, you are to show the world how things are done. That's why you are there. In the name of Jesus, I see somebody stepping into that realm, and I see somebody impacting the world. If you are that person, shout the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Lift the right hand and say, Father, I am available to show my generation how things ought to be done. Finally, this morning, there are many other things we can say. But this morning, finally, why will God place you up for existence as the voice of the kingdom in earthly systems and institutions? Now, in the first service, I mentioned representative. That's a different matter altogether. Now, this is existence as a voice, active voice. I'd like you to listen to this. There is nothing gives voice and audience like authority and prosperity. Voice, audience. I told you the funny story before, where they were doing an event in the eastern part of the country. Somebody stood up and said, for so and so and so, I give this amount. Another person stood up and said, so and so and so, I give this amount. One person stood up and said, well, I love this man so much, whatever, whatever. I give my moral support. Some people clapped. Then somebody in that place looked and said, ego label moral support. What is the cash value? That moral support, how much is it cost? We need the liquid value. Can we liquidate the money? You know, our people on that side are so wise that when it comes to the matter of liquid, you have to talk cash. You give moral support. Thank you. How much is it? Can I take any check to the bank to cash moral support? Praise the Lord. may have given a very great speech, but they were looking for the value. I've seen wise people whose counsel didn't matter. Because a meeting was about to hold in the village. Let me go to another side. Let's call one guy Shegun. Let's call the other one Ayo. Shegun is senior. Ayo is junior. Shegun has a lot of resources. Ayo has not much resources. There was a need for a family meeting. Shegun is around. But Ayo is not around. Shegun is the first. Ayo is junior. Ayo has resources. Shegun has not, but Shegun is first. Shegun is around. Ayo is not around. They say, please, we are not complete. This meeting, we are not complete. Let us be complete and hold the meeting. All right? So the meeting could not hold. But on another occasion, Ayo is around. But for one reason or the other, I think Shegun's motto, spoiled on the road. He couldn't come. How do we go about the meeting? All right, please. We will communicate our resolutions. Later on, the meeting can continue. Senior brother despised on account of either lack of influence or lack of resources. And look at what the Bible said in scripture. You know, the Bible sees everything ahead. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16. Ecclesiastes 9:16. He said, then said that, okay, let's back up a little bit. Verse 15, verse 14. It's a parable. There was a little city and few men within it. And there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man. Poverty moving side by side with wisdom. And he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet, no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Say, now wisdom will go chop. If you're wise, why are you not rich? If you're wise, why are you not rich? What kind of wisdom is this that does not bring money? But you will see another wise man whose words could not be despised. It's called Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 10 and in verse 23. Look at that. 1 Kings 10, 23 and all the way to 25. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and wisdom. The other one was poor and wise. This one was rich and wise. So see what happened in verse 24. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom. They couldn't despise this one's wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And as they came in verse 25, they brought every man his present, vessels of gold. He was already rich, but money was flowing into money. Vessels of silver, vessels of gold, garments and armor and spices and horses and mules. A rate year by year. Huh? This one is wise, but it is poor. This wisdom that does not bring resources, I'm not interested in learning it. It's like somebody who has never pastored a church in life. Say, come and let us learn principles of church growth. Papu Yedekwa said he will never read the book of anybody who has never pastored and is talking about church growth. From what experience? Chemistry theory without practical. And the person wanting to teach me is a literature student. Hallelujah. But not Solomon. So when you combine authority, influence and prosperity, you can't lack audience. Your voice can't be drowned. So God says, I want to place, I don't want you to have Bible that they won't listen to. I don't want you to have wisdom that nobody won't hear. So let me give you influence. Let me give you authority. Let me position you in the position so that when you speak, they will hear. And in this hour that we are in, the church is lacking voices in every realm. People who will speak on behalf of the church, like Esther, who spoke in Esther chapter 4 verse 16, when there was a decree to kill the Jews. Esther went to the king because she was in the periphery. She was in the place. Mordecai couldn't go. He was a gate man. He had to go and beg Esther to go. She was the first lady, the queen. And Esther spoke for the people of God. And Holocaust, genocide was averted. What of when Jesus died? Joseph of Arimathea. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 57, the Bible said, when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. Rich man disciple. Not thief Judas. Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple. When others were running to hide, all of them had disappeared in case they were arrested and killed. But he came publicly and went to Pilate, his colleague in influence. Authority respects authority. He said, you know what? Pilate, I've come here. What you people did to my boss is only because the scripture wanted it. Otherwise, you people know me. It would have been a thorough fight. But now, I ask for his body. Give the body to me. I want to bury him. Pilate said, I'm so sorry, Joe, I didn't know that you are connected to the man. I'm so sorry. Please, our condolence. You know, at the point I had to wash my hand when the Jews were insisting that they must crucify him. I'm so sorry. Joe, but you should have told me. All right. Which soldier is nearby? Be on your way. He commanded. And they gave the body to Jesus. At that time, when Jesus needed to be buried, none of the low-level disciples could step out to identify themselves. Only a man of equal authority, equal capacity, equal sagacity, equal influence, equal relevance, could stand and say, I belong to him and you can do nothing. Let me tell you, I am not Thomas. Thomas can deny. Judas can betray. Thomas can doubt. Peter can deny. Judas can betray, but I am here to identify. Give me his body. You know, there is a level to which both resources, position, and influence provokes confidence and boldness. There is a confidence and a boldness you have when you know who you are, when you know your position, when you know your authority, and when it also has backing resources. The time is coming when you will stand in the parliament, you will stand in the communities, you will stand where business people are gathered. And when they are talking down about God and church, you say, hey, hold it there. I belong to the people you are talking about. You can't talk about and against God where I am. Okay? Stand up on your feet. You see that you can do more good from up than being down. Don't ever even think that. Oh, I'm humble. I'm didn't. Staying in authority and remaining there is not arrogance. Remain there. And refusing to go where God wants you to be is not humility. It can be stupidity. But step there. And when it is time to speak, you speak. Stand up on your feet. My daughter one day told us a story when she was in a class. And her lecturer, an atheist, came and said, nothing like God. God is just this and that. This and that and that. In a class. And she said, excuse me, sir. I want you to know that the faith you are talking about, there are some of us who hold that faith. And this is a lecture class. You must respect our faith. The man said, I am sorry. Publicly. After the class, he went to meet her. And say, you know what? What you said was right. It's not within the scope of the lecture for me to speak the way I was speaking. He said two things. One, I won't say that again. Two, if you ever hear me talk like that, report to the authorities. That was when somebody stood in a class and said, hey, you are teacher, I'm student, but I know who I am. I see somebody stepping there. My time is so rushed, but take your seat and take two keys. What is it that keeps you up? Number one, connecting with and assimilating the nature and glory of your Father. Camping with God. Hanging around with God. The Bible says we all beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. Have you seen Psalm 17, verse 15 before? As for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. What you look at determines what you look like. What you look at determines what you look like. As for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. I will look at you and I shall be satisfied when I awake and I begin to look like you. Look at God in his word. Look at him at the place of prayer. Spend time with him in worship. You will be transformed until the Son of the Most High become that son, that child that cannot be the most low. Number two, receiving and obeying the instructions of the Almighty. The way of God is the way up. Say that again. The way of God is the way where? Is the way up. God told Abraham, get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. Genesis 12, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. And I will show you. Abraham, hearing that, and Abraham stepping forward, changed his life forever. If you are in Enugu, in Ugbowa, in Benin City, in Yola, in Bayelsa, just line up with the way of God. With the way of God. And that way of God is your way up in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen.
Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. Anywhere you are, you call it, you call answer. Obudu. Isi alangwa. Isi kwato. These places I just mentioned now, the first places I've mentioned, I've cited our locations there. These two I just mentioned, I haven't cited it, but ensure that next time I mention their names, the locations there will identify them. Isi kwato. Okegwe side. Isi alangwa. Upper side, anywhere you are, is that your place? Uturu, is it quarters your local government? I slept there one night. The way to Abia State University. Either, all right. This screen is a bit hazy. Wherever you are. I wish that somebody can make up their mind. If you want to live for yourself, you can live anywhere you want. But if you want to powerfully live for God, live from the top. Live at the top. The topmost places. That was where Abraham was. Jacob was there. Joseph was there. Daniel was there. Esther was there. Be in their company. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. I think we shall pray the same prayers we prayed in the first service. Lift your voice and thank the Lord and say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
For your word.
To me.
Today.
I connect. And assimilate. Your nature. Today. And I am open. To receive it. And obey your instructions. To me. Today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Prayer number two, lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today.
I ask
that you will help me.
Or
I say, Father,
I connect
with the grace,
and
the unction to step
to
the top
and remain there.
I receive fresh unction,
fresh
grace, and fresh oil
to
step there
and
to stay there, Lord,
in
the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift those hands higher for the third prayer as we pray for Kenya and Ethiopia, for this week's crusade. Say, Father, we pray for the move of your spirit in Ethiopia and in Kenya. This way, we take authority over the territorial powers of Ethiopia and Kenya. We ask that you will move unhindered to save the lost, deliver the oppressed,
heal the captive.
O Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we receive
your power
and fire for this crusade. Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Lift your hands everywhere you are. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. We have an anointing service and a session just shortly. But you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be the Lord over your life. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer after me. I say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Everybody remains where you are and getting set for the touch of God. You need to surrender your life. You pray that prayer just now, wherever you are. Pick your Bibles and bags quickly at the count of five and step to the frontier. One.
To know you more than anything on earth. Give me vital and oh Lord.
Two.
Your holy secret place. Lord, I want to know you more.
Three. Again, step forward here. You have an addiction that you need broken. A lifestyle you are not happy with. Something you want God to change in your life. You rose and you fell and you rose and you fell again. You want to rise and remain on your feet. Quickly pick your Bible sandbags and step forward here. Let's go.
My mind made up.
And I give it the count of five. One.
Because I want to see my Jesus someday. I got my mind.
Two.
Three.
Now I
goodbye, 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 oh, goodbye, oh. Three.
Stay no longer.
Stay no longer.
Goodbye,
baby. Stay no longer.
Stay no longer.
Stay no longer. The rest of my life.
Place your hand on your chest, all of you, and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Fresh grace be released upon you to live for God in the name of Jesus. Father, help everyone here to be everything you want them to be. To fulfill your purpose for their lives and help to make them your own. Blessed be your name, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.